really like the piece. I don't know who it is exactly. It reminds me of a lot of people. I suspect it's maybe Ashley Alexander playing the double trombone, the valve slide trombone. It sounds like him, and it sounds like that instrument. If not, I don't know who it is. He's either a very slippery slide trombone player, or he's playing the double trombone. Sounds like a valve at times and slide at others. I like the composition. I thought it was great. The whole first part, unison, was lovely. Well, it was just lovely hearing unison. I very seldom write unisons, and it's just reminded me how nice they are sometimes. I always have the desire to voice everything out 38 ways. Oh, okay, sure. Yeah. And nice rhythm section. I thought the drummer was excellent. The Brazilian time was, you know, kind of modified samba time, I thought was good. The recording quality, it seemed to be a little not bright enough for my taste, but that may just be a personal, you know, thing. I thought the chart was good. The flugel or trumpet solo, I think. Well, that again. I think it was flugel. It may have been Ashley Alexander and a ranger from Texas. His name is Mantooth or something. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I thought the chart reminded me of Bill Holman. It's Bill Holman inspired, or the arranger is at one time or other, the unisons especially. Lovely last chord in tune and very plain. I like the whole thing. It's delightful. Four at least. Okay. Go ahead. I think it was to... I'm a little apprehensive now after completely killing myself on the first one. But I think it's Toshiko and Lou's band. And then probably Bill Reichenbach and Phil Teal on bass trombone, and Gary Foster and Bobby Shue and all the L.A. animals. And I love that chart. It's very effective, nice chart. The trombone solo is the greatest. I'll mention that I would never write that hard for trombones myself, because if I tried any of the parts, I probably couldn't play them. Had a real nice feel, the whole thing. It was a very good chart, well played, interesting. Yeah, all the things. I forget the name of the tune. Is it Toshiko's?
An original, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It almost sounds like a Lenny Tristano head
on
all the things. Yeah, but it's Toshiko's. And, I saw nothing the matter with it. The recording, I don't know whether it's... I don't know whether it's Fender or upright bass. Now, maybe that's just the recording. I should be able to tell a difference. But that's my fault, maybe not the recording, likely. I enjoyed the whole thing, like the drummer. I've heard that before and have no reason to change my mind. 4.5 out of 5, easy, sure. Well, I love that. Great blues chart, lovely band, excellent drummer, bass player, piano player. It sounds so much like Basie that it might be, but I think not. I haven't heard it before, or I don't remember hearing it before. If the trumpet player isn't Sweets, he's listened to Sweets an awful lot. If the lead alto player isn't Marshall Royal, he's listened to him an awful lot. The piano player, same vis-a-vis yeah. Basie. I would say a guess is Bill Berry's band with the Marshall and Sweets and I loved the whole thing. Loved all the solos, especially if it was Sweets. If it was Bill, I loved it anyway. 5 stars. The recording's nice. Everything about it was great. I have no idea who it is or what it is. It's an awful distance from Count Basie to this music, and I haven't traveled the distance too well, I'm afraid. There's a bunch of good players. I like the alto solo. I don't understand this music, and if not understanding it is also I do not understand it and do not enjoy it that much, and yet I'm probably sticking my neck right in the noose because I don't, it's probably people I know and respect that do this music. Sometimes I like it in a live situation, but I wouldn't listen to it for pleasure, and it wasn't it didn't emotionally involve me. It was kind of a smile, and didn't mind it, but I don't know what all that noise was from the rhythm section and assorted electronic gear. So I must be honest, I just didn't enjoy it that much. Don't know, haven't the faintest idea who it is. Give the players the alto solo particularly, and it was well played and all, but I just don't understand that music. I would 1 to 5 stars.
1 is 4, 2 is fair.
2, 2.5.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm going to leave the machine off for a moment because I'd like to get your reaction when I tell you who it was. It was Gil Evans.
Yeah.
You're not surprised?
No, not really. Gil Evans, I preferred the original version of Gil Evans, Porgy and Bess and Miles Ahead and etc. Gil has left me. And I'm sorry about it because he was to me the top 3, 4, maybe 1, 2 arrangers of all time.
Okay.
You're a sneaky person. I've never heard that before, a live recording of some kind. Wouldn't you? Yeah. I love that tune. Prefer the original rendition of it, I'm afraid to say. I found the chart a little uncom. It's a little hectic at times. The rhythm section got a nice groove behind both the trumpet solos. I think it was 2 different trumpet players. And the first one sounded like Freddie Hubbard, and the second one sounded like Dizzy. It was an excellent trombone solo, some kind of J.J. Johnson clone or something of that kind. I don't know who it is. I thought the rhythm section was great behind the trumpet solos. I would give more to the performance than the chart.
Yeah.
The performance, I think, was overall very good. The rhythm section was grooving along. And I think everybody played well, but I just found the chart a little unnerving, so I would give maybe 3.5, 4 for the performance and a little less maybe for the chart. I haven't really any idea who it is.
No, it would not be some either. No.
Yeah, I have have no idea who this is either. I didn't care for the composition very much. It was kind of one of those two chord, three chord, four chord jobs. It wasn't any Autumn in New York. So that's apologies to the composer. That is not really up my alley. I found the chart a little, the composition a little disquieting when it goes from just straight swing time to straight eighths. I found it never really established itself in some sort of, well, is this straight eighths or swing time? So I found it disconcerting rather than fresh and exciting. The trombone solo, all the solos were fine. Trombone, tenor, flute. I hate a fade ending, and I've done it, and I've hated it when I've done it. I just think I like traditional music better than that. I'm a traditional person, and that would be somewhere in the middle. Three stars. Have no idea really who it is. Well, I think that was Duke's band with a flugelhorn player from Toronto, Freddie Stone, who's an old compatriot and fellow musician. And Harry Carney and Hodges and the band from, I would say early 70s maybe would be a guess. I don't know whether that's Duke's song. I don't know whose song it is. It was a kind of pleasant jazz waltz. 10 stars for Duke Ellington. Anything he did in his life. He's the father of us all the writers, all the band leaders. Well, that's enough. I enjoyed it. I've enjoyed other Duke Ellington music more, but that's... neither here nor there.
Yeah, what's going on? what was our additional comment?
I hadn't heard that piece before. Would recognize Freddie Stone anywhere probably, because we played for years together. He was in the original bands that I had, including the Boss Brass, and is a distinctive player.
Yeah.